You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX webradio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition. This is part two of a two-part show. I finished part one yesterday. I finished with playing a clip of Senator Rand Paul. There was a big rally in Washington, D.C. on a very, very cold day. And it was sponsored by FreedomWorks, and a number of speakers, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Meadows, had a rally, and the focus of the rally was the repeal of Obamacare and what they were going to replace it with. So you had a number of speakers favoring that, and the prediction is right now that the House Speaker Paul Ryan is going to have to pull the bill for the simple reason he needs enough votes to pass it, and he's not going to get any Democratic votes. And the Freedom Caucus, there's an indication at least 22. They have more than that, though. When you're ever what they call whipping or trying to get a head count, who's in favor and who's against a bill, you're going to get different numbers. But anywhere from 22 to 30 or 40 negative votes. And I think they're going to pull a bill because you don't want to take a vote and it go down to defeat. Now, Paul Ryan, I'm not a fan of Paul Ryan. I'm impressed with him, but Paul Ryan is, in my mind, is the type of person that talks conservative, talks a good game. He's very hard worker, knows his stuff, but you got to watch him. Because in my mind, talk is cheap. It's really what bills are passed or what budgets are not balanced. And I really got clued into him with his, we're going to balance the budget. Yeah, in 2037, that didn't fly. And then in 10 years, we're going to balance the budget. Well, that was several years ago. They're no closer to balancing the budget. And remember, money bills, as well as tax bills, have to originate in the House. So the president, any president, Democrat or Republican, can propose any budget he wants, and they do. But it's up to the House to originate the bill, and the Senate has to go along with it. And now the Republicans control the House, they control the Senate, they control the presidency. So it's about time to repeal Obamacare and replace it not with a new entitlement, and that's exactly what Paul Ryan and, unfortunately, Donald Trump have fallen for. And that is meeting stiff resistance among conservative Republicans, libertarian Republicans, classical liberal Republicans. I guess they haven't got the message that we're approaching a $20 trillion national debt, and the fiscal gap in terms of unfunded liabilities is over $200 trillion, and now they have a new entitlement, namely a credit if you buy insurance. It's time to get the government out of the private sector, the business sector, and that includes insurance. Medicare is running huge deficits. They pay a fraction of what doctors normally charge. It's going broke. And the only way you're going to bring this under control is not with more government or a single payer system, but competition, not a monopoly. And that's the reality. Obamacare was designed to fail. It is failing. And the answer is not a new entitlement, nor is it single payer. That will only make the national debt more than double after 8 years of Trump and cause an explosion in the unfunded liabilities. Where is fiscal responsibility? That's a cornerstone of conservative limited government. It's the prudent thing to do. Everyone else in the United States, individuals, families, cities, colleges, states, counties, businesses, churches, have to balance their budget or otherwise they go out of business. They go broke. It's time that the representatives that you and I elect do the responsible thing. Balance the budget and stop passing more and more entitlements. You're burdening future generations. It's immoral, unethical, irresponsible, and will not end well. It'll end with forced closing of federal departments and programs, massive cuts in existing welfare entitlement programs. That's where it's heading. So I'm going to pick it up after Rand Paul, the next speaker. Let's.
Senator Rand Paul. You know what's funny about the Tea Party? I was there in 2009. The Tea Party was born on kitchen tables across the country. And not that I would, but if I had worked for Hillary Clinton, I would have been in the fetal position on the ground when Bill Clinton said, Obamacare is the craziest thing. I mean, you got all these people that make too much to be subsidized, not enough to afford. He was right. He was absolutely right that what the government had done was make something unaffordable to people who were affording it. The people who do their checkbooks at the kitchen table, who run their small businesses at the kitchen table. Well, Tea Party Patriots is a kitchen table Tea Party organization. So let me bring up co-founder and president Jenny Beth Martin.
Thank you so much for being here. It is so cold today. I'm from Atlanta, and this is cold. Guys, it was 7 years ago next week that we stood on that lawn and then on the other side, and we told them not to pass Obamacare. How many of you were here that weekend? When we found out that Congressman Stupak was caving, not that we were completely surprised, but when we found out, it was Sunday afternoon, and I told those of you who were left on the other side of the Capitol that we would repeal this law. I didn't know how, I just knew we were determined and we were going to do it. And it's funny, I didn't say we were going to repair it. We never wanted the government to take over our health care. We want health care freedom. That's what we stood for then. That's what we stood for in 2010, in 2012, in 2014, in 2016, and again here today. When we helped and our values helped Congress on the House side get the majority, they came back and told us, well, we can't repeal Obamacare because we only have one half of one third of the government. So we rolled up our sleeves and we got back to work. And in 2012, Obamacare and the repeal of Obamacare was not a centerpiece of the campaign for the presidential candidate. And we didn't have the results that we had later and in 2010. But in 2014, we helped again with our values deliver the Senate to, with the intention to repeal Obamacare. And then they said, well, we only have one third of the government, so we still can't repeal Obamacare. Now we help them get President Trump in the White House. He's a man who made campaign promises, and he's a man who's working to keep campaign promises. And somehow now Congress on both the House and the Senate side are telling us that an unelected paid Senate staffer, the Senate parliamentarian, can determine what goes in the reconciliation bill. And now they're saying, well, we may not be able to repeal it all because we don't control the parliamentarian, except we have learned that's not correct. First, reconciliation, which requires only 51 votes to pass in the Senate, has to do with the things that go in, it must do with the federal budget. I would contend that anything that has to do with insurance company mandates, which are driving the cost of insurance up around the country and will continue to do so, will have to do with the federal budget, especially if you're giving out tax credits to pay for those insurance premiums. They need to repeal that. They need to repeal Obamacare. It affects the budget. They need to fight for it. They need to explain why it affects the budget. And they need to remember that they're fighting for the forgotten man and woman in this country who has been left behind time after time by Washington, D.C. That's why we're here today. 7.5 years ago, I was with Adam Brandon as we were on the front lawn in September of the Capitol. C.L. Bryant just mentioned how we said that day, and I led the chance that day to say, can you hear us now? They made fun of us, they mocked us, they maligned us, they did everything they could to destroy us, they sicked the IRS on us, and we're still standing. We have someone who's willing to fight for our values, who isn't afraid to fight for our values in the White House. We need to help him keep his promises, and we need to make sure that Congress keeps theirs. Today, they want to copy us and imitate us because we are successful and we've made a difference. And today, we can't stop. We must continue. We must continue to make our voices heard. Apparently, the leadership in both the House and the Senate has not quite heard us yet. Apparently, they did not get the message in November when Donald Trump became President Trump against all odds. We're making a difference. We're going to continue. Go in these buildings, talk to your congressman, talk to your senator, remind them we expect them to repeal Obamacare. We want to help them replace it with a framework that's based on free markets that will lower the cost of health insurance premiums and not cause them to continue to skyrocket. While you're at it, the Senate Republicans, now look, our philosophy at Tea Party Patriots is stand with people when they do the right thing, hold them accountable when they don't. There is something that we can thank and hold the Senate Republicans, we can thank them for and encourage them. They helped last year keep the Supreme Court seat open until the election. The American people spoke. Thank them for that. Tell them to confirm Neil Gorsuch. We have postcards and petitions back there about Gorsuch to the right. If, as you look at the cameras back there, to the right, if you want to pick any of those up to deliver. And if you will, if you're able to, I know it's very cold, but if you're able to text full repeal to 388873, I'll make sure FreedomWorks gets your names and numbers. You'll get a reply and you can enter your email address. I'll make sure they know who is out here today. And we appreciate everything you're doing. We're going to make sure that Congress keeps their promises. Thank you so much for making your voices heard for the last 8 years. I'm so proud of you and so thankful for you. Congress, Congress, keep your promises. Keep your promises. Keep your promises. Keep your promises. Thank you so much.
That was the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Martin, fired up. The Tea Party people, and I was one of them, they made a mistake, and they haven't corrected it yet. They thought they were going to be embraced by the Republican Party, and initially, the Republican Party was receptive, and then they weren't. They saw them as a threat, and they were, because we had a number of senators, representatives, come out of the Tea Party movement, got elected because of the enthusiasm, the passion, if you will, of those supporting the Tea Party, including our own Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, but others. Mike Lee is another, and I think both of them will be speaking at this rally. But the mistake is to assume that the Republican Party is for limited government, is a conservative party, is a libertarian party. No, it's not. The people that are opposing the Ryan Care or Obama Light, however you want to describe it, Rhino Care is another description, Obamacare 2.0, it's not being well received at the grassroots level. We have the Republican Party has for decades been a big government party. And more, you can't really tell the difference between the two parties. Nothing fundamentally is going to change. The status quo certainly is not going to change until you have competition with at least another new, viable, successful party. And that was the mistake. A movement is fine. That's a starting point. But you need to turn a movement into an organized and effective political party. And that takes money, it takes time, people, organization, and a message that resonates with the American people. The American people are walking out of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and that trend will continue. See, I'm not optimistic that Donald Trump is going to win in the sense of blow everything away in the sense of a booming economy. And the reason is it gets back to spending. You got to control spending. If you can't control spending, even a tax cut. And I'm not in favor of the type of cuts they're doing. They're tweaking the existing income tax code. And the next time the Democrats control the Congress, what are they going to do? They're just going to jack the rates right back up. You need to fundamentally change the tax code to go to a broad-based consumption tax that the people will like because it has a tax rebate to pay for the taxes on the necessities of life. You need a popular tax reform that encourages economic growth, business formation, capital formation, people, encourages people to work and save their money. And then they can afford whatever they want to buy, including health insurance. And that's what I'm trying to get across. If you think either political party is going to fundamentally change, you're sadly mistaken. They're all the leadership in both parties, the bureaucracy, the donor class, and big lie media are all against Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is not a conservative. He's not a libertarian or for limited government or a classical liberal. He's another big government, New York liberal, Democrat, that saw an opportunity and took it and ran on a popular issue. He doesn't have a political party behind him. If anything, they will stab him in the back. And he fell for Ryan. He went along with him. If he doesn't listen to the conservatives, the libertarians, classical liberals, the House Freedom Caucus, as well as several senators, again, of the Tea Party movement, he's not going to get a repeal. Let me correct that. He'll get a repeal, but he's not going to get a replacement. Yes, the Republican Party is united on repeal, a total, clean, complete repeal. What they're not united on is what should replace Obamacare, and what this group is saying, what I'm saying, is let the free market capitalist system work and get the government out of the business, the federal government, of dictating or mandating what should be in these plans and how they should be priced. It was working fine until a government intervened and screwed this up royally, intentionally. It's failing. It's collapsing. It's in a death spiral. You're messing with people's lives. You're risking people's lives. Shame on Democrats and Republicans for letting this happen. Now let's continue with the next speaker.
Now, Ted Cruz is on his way. And again, we are broadcasting live on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Patriot Channel, Channel 125. One small thing that I thought would be a good idea before we bring up Ted Cruz, because he's on the way. You see how Rand is moving. We rarely ever ask doctors what they think of Obamacare. Do they think they are functions of government, functions of the establishment of either parties? I would say most of them say no. Now, FreedomWorks actually has its own doctor. You want to hear from a doctor? Dr. Chad Mathis, please come up and tell everyone what it's like to be a doctor with Obamacare.
Well, hello. Hey, I got a quick question. Was it any one of y'all that forgot to tell the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker that we won? No? Okay. Well, I like I said, or like he said, I'm a doctor in Birmingham, Alabama. And like so many of my fellow doctors, we like taking care of patients. And we like taking care of our families. But back in 2007, we put our heads up and realized that something was going on in Washington. Cash for clunkers, bailouts. It was terrible. So we rolled up our sleeves, all of you did, and got to work and elected Republicans and won on the House. And then we won on the Senate. And now we elected Donald J. Trump President of the United States. It is time for leadership. And while I do agree with the Speaker of the House that it is a three-pronged approach with reconciliation repeal, rolling back regulations through HHS, and new health care legislation, like Rand Paul's legislation. Well, in the House, they've had a lot of practice on the first step, and practice makes perfect. Almost 60 times they've tried to pass some form, they passed some form of repeal, yes. But in 2015, they got it all the way through the Senate and got it to the president's desk, and he vetoed it. Well, they're not going to send it again because why? They're afraid of the parliamentarian. Ooh. I think they're more afraid of the parliamentarian than they were of President Obama. Look, this swamp needs draining. The muck and mire of this place with special interest and bloated bureaucracies has got us legislation that talks about individual mandates that are now insurance mandates. We're continuing Medicaid subsidies and taxpayer-funded subsidies to individuals. And these are new entitlements. This is crazy. We need real leadership. So listen, the fundamentals of seeing a patient haven't changed. We still see the patient, take a history, do a physical exam, diagnostic testing, and come up with a plan. But the more government is involved, the more expensive it gets. The more expensive it gets, more of your hard-earned dollars don't go to the things that you want. And that keeps our economy from growing. And it hurts the people the most that our president wants to help, the working families of America. So, go talk to your legislators. Tell them it's time to lead. It is time for bold action. Ask them to repeal and replace Obamacare with patient-centered forms. Thank you so much. God bless.
Now, I'm glad they had a doctor. I think that's an excellent idea because they take care of people. Ultimately, if you're ill, sick, have an injury, yes, you'd like to have good insurance to pay the bill, but priority is to get the care that you need and as soon as you can. And today, whether you're subsidized or not, you have high deductibles. When I was in the business early on, a typical deductible was $100, $250. Then as premiums went up, and they went up because healthcare costs went up, more and more of my clients said, well, how I like the coverage, but I can't afford the premiums. How can I get it down? I said, it's not hard to understand. Increase the deductible to $500 or $1,000, as high as you can stand it. Just like automobile insurance, if the insurance carrier has to pay for the small bills, it's going to cost you money, the doctor visits. What your employees are concerned about is not the small bills, but the large bills. So try to find a deductible and ask your employees how much could they afford. Now, people have credit cards for emergencies, hopefully. But most employees at that time could handle $500, some $1,000, but $500. There was resistance even to that. But today, what are the deductibles? $3,000, $6,000. No wonder people are pushing back and are upset. They can't afford the premiums at all, really. Even if they do, they have their insurance card. And what is the typical doctor going to say? Or the doctor's office, the doctor won't say it, but whoever's running his office will say, well, your insurance plan has a $3,000 deductible, and a routine visit, you're gonna have to pay that. But let's say you have a big bill. Let's say it's $10,000. You're going to have to come up with the deductible first. I'm assuming this is a procedure, maybe a surgery, minor surgery. And I was thinking about what's the cost today of a hospital stay. Now, I've been out of the business many, many years, over 10 years, going on 11. It was around $2,000 then. Now, you could stay in a nice hotel room for $2,000, a very first-class hotel room. I'm sure it's more, $2,500, $3,000. I don't know. We don't have call-ins, so no one can call in. But that's what's maddening for people. They know about these deductibles. You better believe they know about it because they're complaining about not only the insurance premiums, but the deductibles. The deductibles are raised 300 to 500% over what they had. Most people were totally satisfied with their coverage. And the busybodies can't mind their own business. Ruined it for people. Ruined it. And they're not in a happy mood. They're angry. They feel betrayed by the representatives. That's why the Democrats are losing across the country. You see, they intentionally made it bad because they really wanted single payer. They wanted the government to have a monopoly because then they had you. And the American people say, we don't want it. And now the Republican Party, or at least the leadership, and I do make a distinction here, apparently didn't get the message. They got the repeal part, but no one was saying a new entitlement program. But Paul Ryan came up with it, and the leadership did, and they ran it through the process. We have processes. We've studied it. We've talked it. We ran it through the committees, blah, 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 blah. Did you talk to the American people? I know they did. And that's the problem. They apparently ignore it. It goes in one ear, out the other. So the American people are upset. And the Republicans better get their act together and make sure this bill passes. And the only way it's going to pass is you get the support of the House Freedom Caucus and the support of Senator Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and others in the Senate that are against this. Otherwise, you're going to have a defeat on your hands. Self-inflicted defeat. And President Trump better step up to the plate and knock some heads together and not threaten the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus, Mr. Trump, is saving your butt from making a serious blunder that you will regret. They have your back, but if you go after them, watch your supporters flee. Now let's hear the next speaker.
How many of you have heard of the Freedom Caucus? A couple of my friends in the Freedom Caucus stopped by. How many of you have actually read some of these CBO reports? They're pretty boring, right? But they're all based on a huge amount of speculation and theory. This Rube Goldberg effect that if this happens and that'll happen and all the dominoes go down, this is what something will cost. On the air the other day, we read aloud the revised 2014 CBO scoring of Obamacare, and it didn't save $1.5 trillion. It spent $1.5 trillion over 10 years. Not Medicaid, not Medicare, not other welfare programs. The subsidies alone, according to the CBO, spent $1.5 trillion. This is our last opportunity to stop establishment care, or what I like to call trans Republican care. The Freedom Caucus is the group that could stop this bill. Please welcome my friend, Representative Mark Meadows.
He's chairman of the Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows.
Well, hello, deplorables. It is so good to see you. Boy, I tell you, I've even got a Meadows for Congress sign way back there in the back. You know, I thank you guys for coming out. I know the cold weather, you know, it's either extremely hot or extremely cold when you get here. But thank you guys, and for all of you guys that came from North Carolina. Oh, I tell you what, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We are standing in the fight with you. And this is about you. It's not about any member of Congress or any senator. It's really about the American people and all of you fighting for what is true, what is right, and truly for freedom. And so thank you so much. You know, there's a whole lot that is to be said about the forgotten man or the forgotten woman. And the Freedom Caucus is here to make sure that those forgotten men and women, the forgotten factory workers, the forgotten construction workers, the forgotten teachers, that we are here to stand with them to make sure that we take back this country for the Constitution, for our God, and for our freedom. And I thank you so much for being here. And I'm here to tell you that your voice matters, because just a few days ago, they were saying that there were going to be no amendments to this GOP plan. But all of a sudden now, because the voice of the American people has truly been heard, they're going to start to see it, and they're going to start to reform it in a way that really repeals and really replaces Obamacare, every single bit of it. Now, I would also say that when we are here today, when we were campaigning and we talked about repealing Obamacare, we didn't say we were going to keep part of it. We said we were going to repeal it all. Don't you think now is the time to do that? So I would encourage you to thank the president for keeping his promise, because in the end, we're going to repeal it. We're going to repeal it all. Now, I also want to say this. When the going gets rough, there are only a few people that are willing to stand and take it in the chin. And you know what? When you do, it may send you back home to North Carolina or Ohio or Virginia or wherever. But if we do the right thing, even if it sends us home, it is the right thing for the American people. It is the right thing for our country. And now is the time to stand up. We'll be judged on one thing, and it is not a CBO score. It is really not on even keeping our word, even though we will be judged on that. It'll be, if premiums don't come down, then we will have failed, and that's the only number that matters when you open up your insurance bill. If it's lower 10 years from now, substantially lower, then we will have succeeded. But I'm going to introduce a dear friend of mine, a guy that's a two-time national champion wrestler who knows what it's like to get on the mat and really fight it out. A man who's not afraid to say it how it is, one of my best friends in Congress, the gentleman from Ohio, the previous chair of the Freedom Caucus, Jim Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know the left is the left's having some of these protests around the country. You follow this? But the protests that matter the most are the ones you were all involved with in 2010, 2014, and 2016, where you spoke loudly and clearly, time to get rid of this law. So I just came here to say thank you. Thank you for your attitude. Thank Adam and entire team for all the good work you've been doing for 6 years now. 6 years we've been fighting this. The time is now to get it done. And you've had the attitude. I always call it the David attitude. Y'all know the story. Israelites are camped against the Philistines. Every day the Philistine giant walked out and issued the challenge, who will fight Goliath? The Israelites' response was, he's so big we can never defeat him. But David's response was, he's so big I can't miss. That has been your attitude. That has been the attitude that has characterized our country for 200 plus years. A focus on freedom, a focus on liberty, and now is the time to get it done. I just thought of one other story. How many remember the, how many of you ever seen the musical 1776? You ever seen that show? Great show, and we love one of the shows we love, but, and it's, you know, they're in Independence Hall when the founders decided they were going to declare to the world why it was appropriate to do what they were getting ready to do. List the reasons and the grievances why it was appropriate to have a revolution. And Adams is the driving force behind it. The scene that I always remember is Jefferson has written the Declaration. They're now doing what Congresses are supposed to do. They're marking it up. They're amending it. They're changing it. They're going through the markup. And Adams wants to get on with it. He's kind of impatient. They're marking it up. One member stands up and says, we need to change this section, because when King George sees this, it might be a little offensive to him. And Adams kind of rolls his eyes. Pretty soon another member stands up and says, yeah, in this particular section, we need to change it as well. This one sentence could be a little strong for Parliament, so we need to amend this. Adams rolls his eyes again. Finally, there's a third member who stands up and he says, yeah, now this paragraph has to go altogether, because this could jeopardize our deep sea fishing rights off the coast of Carolina. And finally, Adams can't take it anymore, and he says, it's a revolution, dang it. We're going to have to offend somebody. That has been your attitude. Our job is not to offend. Our job is to stand for the truth. And we make our job as Congress sometimes way too complicated. Our job is real simple. Real simple. Do what we told the voters we were going to do. Do what you sent us to do. Now is the time to get that done. Thank you and God bless you.
I wish more congressmen had that attitude. Because unfortunately, they go there and usually within a couple of years, they might still be talking the same promises, but their actions, unfortunately, are not consistent with it. And that is a problem. And that's why the Tea Party movement was active, primarying many Republicans. And if they double crosses this time, I think it's not the end, but the beginning of the end of the Republican Party. They have to deliver on this, not only the repeal, but the clean free market replacement, not another entitlement. Ted Cruz, the junior senator from Texas.
God bless each and every one of you. Now let me say, we have provided for our friends in the media definitive proof that the election of conservatives across the federal government has ended global warming. Of course, that's liable to make the media even more ornery, because if there'd been a Democrat, we would have apparently had global warming and they would have been in shorts enjoying the hot weather. I want to say to you guys, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for braving the cold. And thank you for standing up and fighting for freedom. Every one of you, this victory is your victory. In November, Democrats were shocked. The media was shocked. Although I repeat myself. And millions of hardworking men and women across this country rose up and said, enough is enough. And we have a mandate for change. And I stand here today incredibly optimistic and energized. We have the opportunity to do an enormous amount of good. Now, we could screw it up. We could very easily screw it up. But I believe we're poised for this to be the most productive Congress in decades. And there are four big things on the agenda for 2017. The first and the most important is we must honor our promise and repeal Obamacare. For 6 years, Republicans have campaigned over and over and over again saying, if only you give us the House, we'll repeal Obamacare. If only you give us the Senate, we'll repeal Obamacare. If only you give us the White House, we'll repeal Obamacare. Well, you know what? We're out of excuses. The time for talk is over. Now is the time for action. And I got to tell you, I think failure is not an option. If Republicans take this opportunity and blow it, we will rightly be considered a laughingstock. So we can't do that. And I'll tell you, the leaders who've been here, the leaders who've been addressing you today, have been on the front lines fighting to take the House plan, which has a lot of problems, and to try to make it real repeal that lowers premiums, that gives you control over your health care. I believe we can get it done. I can tell you in the last week, 4 days, I've been at the White House meeting with the president, with the vice president, with the administration, with House members, with senators, saying we have got to get it done. And with your support, y'all are here to talk to your elected representatives. The most important message for all of us to hear from you is we've got to deliver on our promises. We need real repeal. And the test for success is going to be premiums. You look at why people are frustrated with Obamacare. There are a lot of reasons, but the biggest reason is that premiums have skyrocketed and people can't afford their health care. Barack Obama promised the average family's premiums would drop $2,500 a year. In fact, the average family's premiums have risen $5,000 a year. That's what I hear over and over again from Texans. We can't afford quality health care for our kids, for our family. The test for a Republican repeal of Obamacare is, do we drive down premiums? Do we make health care more affordable for the American people? We can do that, but only if we repeal the Obamacare insurance mandates. The mandates are what are driving premiums through the roof. We've got to repeal them, and we've got to repeal them now. A second critical element before us in 2017 is regulatory reform. Just about every single cabinet member I've met with, among the very first words out of their mouth have been reg reform. I believe this administration's commitment on reg reform is real, it is genuine, and if there's one thing that we can all agree on about this president, he wants to be bold. And I will tell you, of all of the issues, I'm perhaps most optimistic about reg reform. I think we're going to see, we've already seen the beginnings of it, and I think over the rest of the year, we're going to see job-killing regulations that are hammering small businesses repealed and taken off the books. A third critical issue is tax reform. I believe we will pass fundamental tax reform either this summer or this fall. Now, the details of that are still up in the air, but I'll tell you what I'm urging the president. I'm urging two words, bold and simple. There is power in bold simplicity. Ideally, I'd like to see a simple flat tax.
Now, I'm going to interject here. I agree with Ted Cruz. You want tax reform to be bold and simple. But the answer is not to continue the income tax. He wants a flat tax. At one time, I was for a flat tax. But when you see something that's bolder and better, namely the fair tax, that's the way to go. And the fair tax has something that's attractive to people, and that is the prebate, because that makes it progressive. Everyone pays the same tax rate. Everyone gets the same prebate. Now, I have a separate version of that I call fair tax less, a lower rate and a higher prebate. And the prebate is to pay the taxes on necessities of life. It would mean that somewhere between 55 and 60% of the American people would no longer pay any taxes, income taxes or payroll taxes, because they would be totally replaced with a broad-based consumption tax, fair tax less. You'd pay it when you check out. And every month, you'd get a monthly check, a prebate, every adult of $1,000. And that would mean if you spend $60,000, the tax is 20%. You'd pay $12,000 taxes, which would be totally offset with that prebate, zero taxes. $60,000 or below on an individual, zero. A couple, they each get $1,000. $120,000. What's killing the American people today is not only health insurance premiums, but it's payroll taxes. That's the biggest tax that most Americans pay. So I agree with Ted Cruz. We want it bold and simple, but scrap the income tax, because if you leave it on the books, the first time the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the presidency again, what are they going to do? They're going to come in and jack up the rates. That's what they've been doing for decades. You need a system that's bold, simple, fair, and encourages work, savings, capital formation, business formation. It would make America great again. And I agree with Ted Cruz and the other speakers. You must make the cost of this insurance go down, not up, down, really go down. And the only way that's going to happen is you're going to have to reintroduce competition and get the federal government out of this. Stop the mandates, not only the individual mandate, the employer mandate, but also the many mandates as to what you have to have in the plan. Let the insurance companies offer products and let the people, the consumer, decide what they want to buy. Just like if they buy a car, a house, clothing, food, they don't need the government's help. And the same should be in the health insurance area. And that's the way it was until we had busybodies that wanted to screw up your life, and they've royally screwed this up. And their game plan was to go have a monopoly with single payer. Now let's have Senator Cruz finish.
And abolish the IRS.
Three cheers there.
Now, some people in Washington say, gosh, that's a little extreme. They say, you know, shouldn't we just maybe decrease the top marginal rate to 37.95%? Well, let me ask you something. Is that any more radical or extreme or any more surprising to Washington than electing Donald Trump as president? The voters have given us a bold mandate for change. We have a Republican in the White House. We have Republicans in every agency of government. We have Republican majorities in both houses of Congress. How about we act like it?
Amen to that.
And the fourth major issue we're going to tackle is we are going to confirm Judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That will happen.
The confirmation hearings start next week. I fully expect to see Democrats lighting their hair on fire.
It's actually worse than that. This rally was the previous week. The confirmation hearings are going on, And the Democratic senators look like fools. I mean, I think they appointed the dumbest senators to be on the Judiciary Committee, not the stars. They look like village idiots. It's amazing. And some of them are not even aware they look that. This is a terrific selection by Donald Trump. And he's really shining, brilliant. And it shows, the lack of putting the best senators on the Judiciary Committee. It's embarrassing. We put our best people on that. Now, I'm not a Republican, but what I mean by that, Ted Cruz is on that committee. Mike Lee's on that committee. Some very brilliant constitutional lawyers.
They may actually literally light their hair on fire. I expect them to scream and yell and do everything they can to impugn the good judge's integrity. But I expect next week also the American people are going to see a judge, a principled constitutionalist, who will follow the law, who will uphold the Bill of Rights, who will uphold free speech, who will uphold religious liberty, who will uphold the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, who will keep his oath to the Constitution and to defend the people of the United States of America.
I sure hope he does. And I think he will.
And you know what? If we do all of that, if we repeal Obamacare, if we see fundamental reg reform, if we see fundamental tax reform, and we confirm a strong conservative to the Supreme Court, 2017 will be a blockbuster year. So every one of you can turn to your neighbor and say thank you. Because it is each of you that got us here to where we are today, that put us in a position to recapture the country. And it is each of you that is holding us accountable to keep our promise, to defend liberty, to defend the Constitution, and to defend the United States of America. Thank you, and God bless you.
That was a terrific short speech. And I agree with most of it, except for that flat tax. It's going in the right direction, folks. Don't get me wrong. But if you really want something bold, we've had the fair tax legislation. There's at least 80 to 100. I've lost track. Republicans, some Democrats, I still think we still have some Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, that support the fair tax. And there are millions of Americans that want that. It's about time that we replace not only Obamacare, but replace the federal income tax, all federal taxes, including payroll taxes for Social Security, Medicare, and disability, replace it all with one single tax that you pay when you want to pay it, when you check out and buy a new goods and service. And that's, in essence, what the fair tax is. In addition, to make it progressive and make it so it doesn't hit not only low income, but middle income, you have a generous rebate to pay for the taxes on the necessities. So really, it's only high income and very high income that would pay the taxes. The top 40% would pay the taxes. The bottom 60% roughly would not pay any taxes. That is a bold tax reform idea. And that's what Donald Trump should get behind, Mike Pence should get behind, and Ted Cruz should get behind. Now the next speaker.
First thing every time, it figures I gotta follow Senator Ted Cruz. He's out there brown-nosing after he gives a stem winder. Thanks for doing all you do.
This is David Pratt.
I thought he was in a warming hut grabbing a hot cocoa before he came out here. I went to high school in Minnesota, so this is like spring day, right? This is nothing. We're all tough. We got it made. It's an honor to be here. Senator Mike Lee's right down here getting ready to clean up. And so I'm here with all the heroes of the freedom movement. I want to – he just said everything I was going to say. So I'm gonna go back to basics just a little bit. And by the way, hey, Major, who's here from Virginia?
Woo!
All right. Who's here from the 7th District of Virginia?
He All represents right. the 7th thank District.
Thanks for coming out. That's my district. In my view, three things made this country great. First and foremost, the Judeo-Christian tradition, without which you don't get anything else. Out of that comes the rule of law. You got Moses. Paul Ryan looks out at Moses first thing every time. And then finally, at the end, if you really get lucky, I wore my Adam Smith tie. What do you get at the end of the tradition? Free markets and freedom and all the guys that made us great, most of which come from Virginia, by the way. I'm going to brag a little bit.
I'm going to cut it off there. I just wanted you to get the beginning, though, of Mike Lee's speech. Well, we don't have the time. I got to close it out. Thank you for listening. I hope it was informative. I gave this show because Thursday is the big vote. And if they don't have the votes and they haven't made the changes, then they're going to have to pull the bill, and that would be good. Now, I hope they can negotiate and turn it from a mediocre bill to an outstanding bill. And that should happen hopefully this Thursday, but realistically probably next week. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.